Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. Plus, if you've missed any of Gavin's phone scams, they're on the radio.com app. Just search The Wake Up Call. What do you got today?
So Sam emailed me and he wanted me to phone scam his secretary, Jennifer. Now, what Jennifer doesn't know is that she is the mark for the phone scam. But I am calling her as Gavin from The Wake Up Call to say that I am going to phone scam her boss, Sam. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think so.
And she's a very sweet person, according to Sam. So I'm going to let my sense of humor get real dark and see how she reacts to it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on The Wake Up Call.
Thanks for calling Sam office. This is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you? This is actually Gavin from The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you guys?
I mean, I'm fine. It's just me. Katie and Rain aren't here right now, but it's just me. I'm calling because your boss, Sam, I'm going to phone scam him. Okay. His wife, Hillary, emailed me and wanted me to phone scam him, but I need your help. And she told me that I should use you for this. Okay.
Oh, yes. I'm in. I'm so in. I love this. I hear this all the time on the radio, and I've wanted to do it for so long.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
I didn't care who.
All right, cool. Okay. So like, what I wanted to do was I wanted to, like, call him, and I wanted to, like, mess with him and, like, kind of tell him, like, some news that would just make him kind of, like, mad or sad or something like that. And I would need your help to kind of, like, go in and patch me through to him. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can even know what I'm going to say to him, and you can kind of prep him for it if that's cool. Like, you can kind of, like, call him ahead and you can be like, there's somebody on the phone with this information. Would you like to talk to them or something like that? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Jennifer, I'm so glad you're going to help me out with this. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Okay, cool. All right. So the first premise that I was thinking about doing was calling him and telling him that you've been stealing money from the company. And, like, he'll get really mad and, like, maybe he'll, like, call you into his office and scream at you or something like that. Like, do you think that would be good?
I'm actually kind of uncomfortable with that one because, like...
Oh.
It's, like, illegal. You know what I mean? And it, like, has to do with me, and I don't know.
It wouldn't be, like, a lot, like...
weird about it.
I mean, it wouldn't be, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but, like, it would be, like, you know, like, $10,000 or $20,000 or something like that. Like, something that would be, like, I don't know if I should fire her or not.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, other ideas?
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to do that one? Okay. That's fine. Okay, so this is another idea that I had. Okay. What if I say that I am calling from the hospital to tell him that the test came back and he has cancer?
Oh, that would be awful.
What if, do you have any ideas or anything like that?
I mean, he really loves his car. He definitely takes care of that.
I can't really think of anything with that one. What if I, what if I call from the police to tell him that his wife was in a car accident and didn't make it?
No, absolutely not. That's not funny, Gavin. Like, I'm so sorry. I just don't find any of these funny. Is this, like, your actual sense of humor?
No. What makes that one funny is that it's not true.
I mean, but you're telling someone that their wife is dead.
Right.
I mean, there's definitely going to be, like, a moment in time where they believe it and start this whole grieving process.
Right, I guess
that's funny.
Okay, yeah. You know him better than me, so I guess you're right about that. Okay. Can I run one more thing by you then?
as long as they're a little bit, I guess, like more playful.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's more playful, but I mean, like you said, maybe my gauge for what's funny is way off. But you actually are the one being phone scammed, and he's the one who emailed me and wanted me to do it to you.
No way.
None of this is real. You're the mark for the phone scam. Sam emailed me.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, because I love your show, and all of a sudden I was like, "Wow, Gavin's this monster." I guess I can't listen anymore. Like, I was imagining how many edits they had to make, like, to get him to be funny and appropriate on the radio. Like,
want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.